I'm sitting here in the sun on the banks of the Brisbane River on a truly beautiful, beautiful winter's day. As I've mentioned before, we do winter brilliantly here. Cool days, strong sunshine, dry air, just beautiful days they are. And I can't help but think of what the hippies used to say. The hippie arrived in August of 68 in San Francisco, and with hippie came all the flower power stuff, you may remember. We're all sunshine, aren't we? That's what they say. And a couple of years ago, I learnt, well, let's go on a journey. Once upon a time, some 13.8 billion years ago, out of the great expansion, energy coalesced into the first bits of matter, and hydrogen and a little bit of helium was formed in a giant cloud of gas, and that coalesced into slowly forming stars, which eventually ignited and started over millions of years to fuse hydrogen into other elements. First helium, and then through to other elements, all the way down to iron. And those stars, those massive blue giant stars of the early universe, didn't last for long. They lasted for a couple of hundred million years, and then they would explode in cataclysmic supernova and sprawl their innards throughout the universe. And those innards contained the elements to iron, but also in going supernova, they created other elements, the heavier elements. And those swirling remnants of those early stars then slowly coalesced into the second generation of stars. And those second generation of stars went through a similar cycle, but they lasted longer. And third generations of stars, and so on and so on. Until eventually, all of these remnants of the universe formed a planetary disk. And out of that planetary disk formed our sun, Sol, as we know it. And it ignited into the very average yellow star that we see above us, that I see above me right now, burning its hydrogen into helium and emitting all this energy that I can feel bathing me here as I sit. And it'll continue to do that for another 4-point-something billion years, as it has done for the previous 4-point-something billion years. And then eventually it will start to run out of hydrogen, and it will start to burn helium, and it will start to expand as there is less matter to hold it in, and the energy that's emitting starts to make it to fluff out. And eventually it will burn itself out and it will collapse into a brown dwarf. And in doing so, the sun will burn to a crisp the Earth. That's the cycle of our sun, and that's the cycle of who we are. And out of that planetary disk that the sun was formed, all the planets were formed. And out of those planets, we are formed. And all of what we are is formed out of the remnants of those early stars. All those bits of the stars that make up our body, the iron from deep in the core of the sun that is part of our hemoglobin that helps carry oxygen around our body, the oxygen that we carry around in our body to enable us to breathe and survive, all comes from those exploded stars from eons ago that once existed. We're made of stars. Get a load of that. We're actually made of stars. And when we, the sun shines down on our Earth, as you know, and the plants take in that sunshine through photosynthesis and break down the water they absorb and the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and start to form sugars and cellulose to build the trees, the wood, the fruit, the vegetables that we eat, the grass that the animals eat, that we then in turn eat. All of that energy through photosynthesis that comes from the sun is turned into things that we can use. And combining the sunshine with the remnants of the stars, we absorb that into our body. And it literally makes us. You are literally, literally what you eat. What you eat becomes you. That's one reason why I'm careful with my diet and with what I eat, because what I put into my body becomes me. And if I stop and think, as I lie here in the sun, and I contemplate that I am made of stardust, and the energy that drives me comes from plants and animals that originally gained that energy from the sun, I realize I'm powered by sun. So back in 68, when the hippies got all woo-woo about mystical stuff, they were actually speaking the literal truth. We are all made of stars and we are powered by sunshine. And I find that rather humbling.